Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's Fun Size. If your idea of Netflix and chill is to watch Netflix and chill, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
And producer Paul is here.
Hi.
These Fun Size episodes are with you every single Tuesday to help you tackle everyday life between meals.
But first, of course, we've got another relationship to help.
Okay.
Okay, so a couple have just started living together and the woman has suggested dividing the tasks between blue jobs and pink jobs.
Okay.
So she would do the cleaning, clothes washing and ironing, and he would put the bins out, do the gardening and any DIY, with other jobs divided up equally. He thinks that this is an old-fashioned way of sharing tasks and would rather not put the bins out.
It is interesting because it is old-fashioned.
It is, yeah.
It's very old-fashioned. It's how you've been brought up. My boyfriend has been brought up that way, unfortunately. Yeah. Been brought up terribly. And he won't say it out loud, but I know he does believe that the kitchen is for the woman.
Oh,
I think
he doesn't
say it out loud, but I'm absolutely sure that's what he believes.
He
what he also believes is that the gardening's for both.
Okay. Okay. Right.
So most of what I would have historically called the man's job, he's happy to share those.
Yeah.
Right.
Very happy to share.
Oh, well, he's really developing.
Isn't he?
good for him.
Isn't
credit.
He? So he's happy to share that. He does the DIY,
I was
of
going
course.
To say, he's a DIYer, isn't
yes.
he? By trade.
Yes,
so.
He does. So on the twice a year we need some DIY doing, he very much comes into his own. But the 365 days a year where cooking and cleaning needs to happen, I come into my own. What happens in yours?
So it's a little bit like that in regards to I am in the kitchen more because I do all of the cooking. But I think that's more because I'm quite anal about it, because I plan our meals and obviously calorie counting, and I'm the one that shops for it. So I am happier doing all of that, that's fine. But my boyfriend is quite good at cleaning. So I will clean as I go in the week, but he's the one that does the deep house clean of a weekend.
Oh, right,
that's
okay.
fine. And any garden
oh,
stuff.
Oh, you've got good in there, love.
Yeah, but the one thing that he will not do is take the bins out.
He doesn't
oh, really?
Take them out.
I have to do that because he gags at doing
right.
it. Even if he doesn't smell. You know, you can get
it's
bins
just
sent
one
to
thing. Of a thing.
Just the thought of yeah. doing it and the thought of things leaking potentially. He starts gagging. He starts retching.
Oh,
even
really?
At the thought of it sometimes.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah, but that. But to be fair, that feels like a condition.
I mean, that's genuine.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's
yeah,
faking
that's what
that.
I mean.
He
yeah,
really
yeah.
doesn't want to do it. So, yeah, I have to do the bins, which is a little bit annoying sometimes.
And that, again, apologies if this offends, should be a man's job, as far as I'm concerned, but it's not in my
I mean,
house.
He takes the bin down the drive to the street for the bin men. That's
okay,
about
yeah.
as far as it goes. If it's in the big bin,
right, but he
fine.
Won't, okay.
But the actual out of the kitchen into the bin, that is my job.
That's
yeah.
another job in our house that yeah. Matt's happy to share.
Oh, really?
Very happy to share.
Yeah, I don't know. I think ours is pretty equal. Like, I'm happy with our situation. I think it works for both of us.
It's got to be what works for you because people like doing different things. Paul, do you do anything?
Yes, I do.
what do you do
most of the cleaning in our house. Mm. Like, I'm super clean. Like, I put the bins out.
You're
I'm
a not, clean freak, though, in
yeah,
a way.
Yeah, I am. So I would have to put the bins out because they have to go out every day for me.
You when take it goes a bin in, bag out every day?
Every single day. It would never go without emptying the bin. And you talk about retching. I wipe around the bin. Our bin is spotless.
Oh, yeah, I clean the bin every week. Day. Oh, I see, I do it every week. But so you take a bin bag out every single
every day.
Every day.
Although, in our new house that we've just moved into, you can open the back door and put it in without leaving the house.
Oh, that is
super
darling.
Convenient. That is, yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
How do you have enough room in your big bin, though, if you're taking a bin bag out every day?
Well, because it's not chock-a-full, is it?
Every
it's
day.
Like,
yeah,
I'm probably not using more, because we're a family of three, like you're a family of three. We're probably not using more rubbish than you.
That's a lot of plastic throwaway, though, the bin bag.
My wife has just called to see if we can get a second recycling bin, because we definitely do use a lot of recycling. Mm. My wife does all the cooking. Mm-hmm. She is like basically a professional chef. I mean, you saw we brought the Paul cake in that she baked.
Mm.
She's an incredible chef, and
she
I'm
really is.
Absolutely dumb when it comes to things like that. So
yeah, me
I suppose
too.
That's stereotypical.
But I've still got to do it.
Yeah.
Does your little boy get involved in any of the house stuff?
Does he?
Because I'm just curious.
You're
to know,
hoping that
yeah,
yours will,
at what yeah. age I can like start whipping him into shape, because I'm not having him being a lazy boy.
It is something that I've thought about, because he's 10 now, and it's a real balance between he needs to learn and he needs to be responsible, but at the same time getting him involved is one, he's going to do a shit job, and two, it's going to take three times as long when I want the chore done.
Breaking news for kids, there is an app coming out that you put your phone on the Hoover,
right,
and you Hoover away, and on the app it shows you where you've not hoovered.
Oh yeah, it's clever that.
So
really?
That you're essentially playing a bit of a game where you've got to hoover the full
really
screen.
Yeah, really clever.
Now that sounds
good. Yeah, that looks
right,
good.
So that is what your son would like.
If you're surprised, I put the bins out every day, Victoria. Mm. I vacuum every day.
The
front room and like downstairs bit every single day. I've got a cordless Dyson, is my pride and joy. Mm. Joe has laughed at me before when we went to Centre Parks. I took my Dyson with me.
Exactly. He's fun, isn't he? Isn't he fun?
God.
Isn't Paul fun?
But this is the thing, like, with your son not doing any of this stuff, like, he's going to be a fucking hindrance to his future wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, and I am conscious of it.
As you're so anal about it, clearly, get him involved in it.
Well, I'm terrible at DIY, and it's something that I've been doing at the weekend. Went to put up some hooks for my wife that should have been a half-hour job, took me about 3 hours, because it was going in a plasterboard wall. So I'm rubbish at, and I'm really determined to get better at, because my dad never taught me.
No.
And so I want to be able to teach him.
There's a YouTube channel, I think, it's aimed at people that didn't have a dad growing up. Mm-hmm. And it does all of those like DIY things. And it's like shows you how to, well, do things that typically a dad would be there to show you how to do. So
that's what I need.
Yeah. Follow along.
Listen, we put the whole men's jobs, women's jobs, should he put the bins out, should she put the bins out, to our Facebook community. And we got these replies. Mel said he's simply trying to get out of bin duty, and I don't blame him. I hate the bins. He'll leave it as long as possible and realise that's a mistake in the summer.
Oh,
and I talk from experience here.
No.
Oh, that's too gross to prove a point.
Katie says, cleaning, clothes washing and ironing gets done a lot more in this house than gardening and DIY. And the bins go out once a week. He's winning at life there.
Isn't he?
I also noticed no mention of the chore that divides households. The dishes.
Yeah, that is true. Mm. That is very true. Claire says, we play to our strengths in my house. I do the washing because my other half doesn't separate anything. He mows the lawn because I can't work our lawnmower. But the bins are a shared job. You fill it, you put it out. And the first one out the house on bin day moves the bins. That's how life should be.
Sounds good.
That is exactly how it should be.
Magenta says, the only things my husband does are the bins and recycling. Everything else he attempts, he fucks up anyway.
Oh, no.
So I'm better off just doing it myself.
That's planned by him.
I was going to say, and he's done that on purpose.
100% planned. Heather says, when I was married, first time round, I did everything, including working full time and looking after two kids. He cut the grass and cleaned the car. After I left, he had no idea how to cook, wash clothes, shop, or anything. Hubby number two isn't very practical, DIY or gardening wise, but he will happily cook, clean, iron and shop. Mm. I would take that any day of the week. I'll take it. Well done, Heather.
Kerry says, I'd recommend them both saying which chores they'd be happy to do around the house and then everything else can be split equally.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah.
Because that is
easier said than done.
Like a dream that we don't know will come true. Sarah says, do the jobs that you're best suited to. Maybe he's a better cook. A lot of guys nowadays don't have a clue when it comes to DIY.
True to pulp.
Thank you. I buy clothes that do not require ironing. If he has business shirts that need ironing, he should do them himself.
I don't even think we own an iron.
What? I do all the ironing in our house.
I don't think we
do. Do you? Even your wife's stuff?
Don't tend to iron much of it because, one, women's clothes are really complicated, and two, they don't
they
actually
don't have, they don't
take
though,
that
do
much
you?
Iron.
Okay. Okay, finally.
Lorraine says, in our house, we do jobs between us. There's no such thing as pink or blue jobs. I do all of the DIY as my partner is useless. He does the washing, but I fold as his folding skills leave a lot to be desired.
Is there a skill in folding?
Well, there is for towels, I think, because I roll.
Are you a roller?
I fold and roll.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it saves loads of space and your airing comfort.
It's like Anthea Turner's come on the podcast. Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us this week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. The Patreon's £4 a month and you get loads of benefits for that. Everyone who joined in April got a free Future Skinny Bitch sticker. There is a new sticker to come for anybody joining in May. Paul?
Yeah, there is. So exciting.
Senior Swifty, was it?
Can't wait till the announcement in May.
Which is in seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You'll also get full access to our weight loss certificates. There's a brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday. Plus, there's the full back catalogue and free spot prizes, including cash giveaways. We do that too. Just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, so this might be a bit of a shock. It's a shock to me.
Go on.
But Gen Zers aren't drinking like us.
Hang on.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I know. So a study has shown that a quarter of 16 to 24-year-olds are teetotal, with 25 to 34-year-olds being the next most likely non-drinking group.
Really?
Because they're all so health conscious now.
I don't know. It's just not really a thing, is it? I mean, I don't know.
I've never heard of it before. I don't know if I can...
I mean, I'm out of that now because I'm 35, so...
Yeah, the biggest binge drinkers are over 35, according to this survey.
Yeah, but it's crazy, isn't it?
Don't they realise now's the time when you don't get hangovers very badly is really get on the lash.
Oh, God, you're really wasting it. You're so right.
Yes.
But I wonder, though, if a lot of, like, bars and clubs and whatever, I wonder if they're seeing their, like, takings down because people aren't 100%. Buying the drinks.
Clubs are closing, aren't they? There's loads of nightclubs.
Well, because that's where we used to go to pool.
Yeah, right.
That's where you'd go to pool. Well, now you just go on an app.
Oh,
you actually pull from your garden.
so you don't need the Dutch courage.
No.
Gosh.
Interesting.
That's why we used to always go out drinking and clubbing, was to meet people, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I felt very old when I went out a few weeks ago.
Did you?
Really old, yeah.
You seem to
Everyone's
enjoy
in
it.
Trainers as well, yeah. Which blows my mind.
Oh, that's the most confusing thing about young girls. It's like they're dolled up like our generation would be. And then, yeah.
Like lingerie as tops, like corset. Girls were in corset tops. Mm. Like even with the suspender belt things hanging down in like little denim shorts and trainers.
And trainers.
And like Vans and Converse. And yeah.
I know.
Sexy up here. Grandma down the bottom.
I know.
I was
genuinely speaking to somebody who was talking to me about, we don't get taxis, we just walk home. It takes us about 45 minutes.
Oh,
and I was like, fucking hell, at the end of a night in heels.
It's fucking annoying,
and she was like,
actually.
What are you talking about, Grandma? We don't wear heels
it's
out.
It's a rite of passage it to make is. Sure your feet hurt at the end of
I
the
know,
day.
I know, blisters. Guys, what's
fuming.
Wrong with them? They're so weak.
And what would help soften the pain?
Alcohol. More booze, of course.
Well, you won't be surprised that the people aged 55 to 64 are the most likely to be drinking regularly.
But that's actually the opposite of what I thought, because as I'm in my 40s now, I'm drinking less than I ever have as an adult.
But it's a very generational thing, isn't it? Like the pubs, like it's always the older man that's like in a pub. Like when I drive through Chesterfield, there's always just older guys.
There's old man's pubs, though, isn't there? There's that sort of pub, yeah.
So I think they're, you know.
I was looking forward to being one of those men.
Well, you still can.
It's not too late, darling.
Yeah, need to sell more gluten-free beer.
Oh, God, you've made it boring. Great. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We will be back on Thursday on this feed, then on Patreon on Monday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.